Y'all know what time it is. Hello, Miles.
Happy Pi Day.
Happy Pi Day, everybody. I'm ready. Miles, are you ready?
I was born ready.
Yes, you know what that means, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for us to debate. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Versus. I'm your host, Kieran Sandulo, as always, joined by my co-host, Miles Sprung. Miles, how are we feeling?
Yee.
Yeah, got anything planned? Got anything going on this weekend?
Yes, another competition.
Ooh.
This time at Lawrence Central, where we're facing a lot of good groups.
Yeah.
Facing Lawrence North, North Central, Fishers,
yeah,
and one more that I'm forgetting, I think. Yeah, I think I'm forgetting one. But either way, it's we're either going to get first or we're going to get fourth. I don't think there's going to be an in-between.
No in-between.
So, or we're going to get second for the fourth week in a row.
Well,
it's been frustrating.
I've got a whole thing going on this weekend. For the entirety of this weekend, I'm basically going to be downtown.
Oh, sorry, for Comic-Con, right?
Yeah. So right after I get out of school today, I have to drive all the way down to my brother's middle school, wait for him to get out, grab him, take him downtown. We're going to hang there till like 7. Then I got to come back home. Then I got to run a D&D game.
Nice.
Then tomorrow I got to be up at noon to run over, grab my girlfriend. Then I got to drive all the way back down to downtown. I have to make sure I have money to buy stuff there, to buy food there. Actually, no, because there's a whole other process, because on Saturday and Sunday, I have to put on a costume.
How fun.
I have to dress up. Yeah, I'm doing Spider-Man on Saturday and Moon Knight on Sunday.
Yeah, you told me about the Moon Knight one.
She's making the mask for Moon Knight. It's kind of hype. But then she's also, she's going as Hatsune Miku.
Nice.
And then Sailor Moon.
Hatsune Miku, like from Fortnite?
I'm going to take the water bottle that you have and I'm going to throw it at your head.
Isn't Sailor Moon also in Fortnite, or
no,
am I tweaking?
Sailor Moon is not in Fortnite yet.
Yet.
She will be. It's a guarantee at this point. Sailor Moon will be in Fortnite. On that note,
I just know I was doing quests and there was Hatsune Miku challenges.
Yeah, because they actually did put Hatsune Miku in Fortnite.
And I just hear the Miku, Miku, Umiku song like 3 times in a row while I'm just trying to grind out challenges.
You know that?
I didn't like it.
Do you remember the game
fun.
From 2011, Nyan Cat? Or Nyan Cat?
Like the video?
The game.
I didn't know they made
and the video.
Game.
No, the game. The video came from the game.
Oh, I didn't know that was. I didn't know that. I thought
it's
someone
like,
just made a video.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Of course.
Pop-Tart Cat.
Yeah.
That song was originally a Hatsune Miku song.
How silly.
Yeah. There you go. That's some lore for you. That's some background information.
Hatsune Miku lore of the day.
Yeah. But a fun thing. So again, I'm going as Spider-Man, and I'm also going as Moon Knight. Spider-Man is a unique character, I think, for his medium, because he's shown up in practically every medium you can think of. He's been in books, comics, movies, TV shows.
Fortnite.
So games.
Wait, Fortnite? Is he actually in Fortnite?
Hold on. In Fortnite. Spider-Man is in Fortnite several times, actually.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Moon Knight.
No. Moon Knight
is
in Fortnite. He is in Fortnite. His MCU skin is in Fortnite. And I'm so mad that I missed it. Because I love Moon Knight. But there is...
Oh, yeah. I guess Fortnite is in.
Yeah.
Whoa. Moon Knight is in Fortnite.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired. I don't feel good.
But the thing is, Spider-Man's been in a lot. Spider-Man has been in a lot of TV shows. Most of them are...
Like 7 times.
Yeah. Most of them are... 2D animation.
My friend owns every single Fortnite Spider-Man skin. And
I don't doubt that.
And I'm not kidding.
I don't doubt that. Spider-Man.
But yeah, 2D animation.
Spider-Man exists within 2D animation, but most recently has been existing in a lot of 3D animation with Spider-Verse movies, with the Disney Plus show that came out recently.
I didn't like that.
Why not?
I don't know. I just didn't like it.
Fair enough. To each their own. I thought it was good.
It
was a good what-if story.
I will say, you know, Big E from the WWE was in it. So
yeah,
it couldn't have been that bad.
Yeah. It was really good. I liked the animation. I liked all of that. But today, Miles, I have something on the topic of that kind of dichotomy, because I think 2D animation is better.
Nope.
But Miles does not seem to agree with me.
I do not agree.
Miles thinks 3D animation is better.
Because it is.
I'll let you go first.
All right. So when you're looking at differences in animation, when you're looking at the highest of the highs and the lowest of the lows, when you think of high quality animation, you know, 2D is pretty cool. You know, you get some Aladdins in there. You get those old Disney movies. Those are lit. I love those Disney movies. But I don't think the animation is what makes them. I think it's the writing and the just overall acting and everything else but the animation. Like, obviously, it's an iconic style. But I feel like if they remade it in 3D animation, I think it, like, if they just made the same movie with 3D animation, I think it would be better because it would look better.
I disagree. It's not always the it's not necessarily the style or the animation that sells the story all the time, but with those older movies, right, like Aladdin or Beauty and the Beast, they do use that 2D animation to tell the story really well. If we remade Aladdin today with 3D animation, I don't think it would be as good, because it's a thing where the 2D style, like that bounce behind it, right? Like with the genie and everything.
Yeah.
That's something that even today is very difficult to achieve with 3D animation. But hand-drawn 2D animation, you can just go nuts with it. 3D is limited by hardware. 2D is limited by the artist. It's a difference between putting in work with like three people to like do. One person does the sketch, the motions. One person does line work. The other person colors and shades, right? With 3D animation, you're giving one person the opportunity to animate, light the shot, to do all of the movement or anything for the scene, and it takes less time, but arguably, I'd say the result is less artistic. It's less visual storytelling.
I will say it's less artistic. That I would agree with.
Mm-hmm.
But. I'm a sucker for realism. You know? I'm an absolute sucker for, like, wow, that looks so beautiful and realistic. Like, it's not a deal breaker for me. Like, for example, I'm playing the original God of War right now. Those graphics are awful.
Yeah.
But like the new God of Wars and Ghost of Tsushima and all those games, like, I hate bringing video games into it, but
They're animated. It's mocap, but it is animation.
It's technically 3D animation, so I'm counting it. Like, I just look and I'm just like, wow, I don't understand how they made it like that. Or, like, all the screen, or I haven't watched the Avatar Way of the Water. Does that count?
It's CGI. It's all mocap, though. I don't think it's animation. It's straight mocap.
Okay. I'm trying to think of 3D animated movies.
Every Disney movie in the last 10 years. Pixar movies. All of the DreamWorks movies.
Ooh. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. You remember that movie?
That one was good. I did like that.
2019.
Yeah.
It just looked so cool, you know? It looked more realistic than anything I've seen in animation. Oh, I don't know. Actually, no, I lied. There was one movie that did better. Mars Needs Moms. Remember that movie?
Yes. Such now, I'm never going to argue against 3D animation. 3D animation is really good for certain things.
Like the Boss Baby.
like the Boss Baby, sure. Sure, buddy. But if you ask me, the best way to do 3D animation is to have 2D stylistic choices on top of it. For example, Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Spider-Verse is fully CG animation.
Yeah.
But All of the shading, all of the coloring, all the effects are hand-drawn.
To be fair, that's because it's just the comic book style.
It's the stylistic choice, yeah. But it makes the movie feel more alive. It's more artistic because of the 3D aspects. Same thing with Puss in Boots: The Last Wish. Greatest animated movie of all time, if you ask me. That's a stretch, but it's what I believe.
Princess and the Frog. And no one can convince me otherwise. Puss in Boots. I'm not kidding.
Oh, you know
either.
What that is? You know what that is, though? That's 2D.
Yeah.
I win. I'm kidding. But Puss in Boots: The Last Wish.
I said it's the best movie, not the best looking. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Puss in Boots: The Last Wish is 3D animated. But it is also colored, shaded, and, like, drawn over entirely, hand-drawn. Like, you could see the brush strokes from it. It is all of the best movies, the best animated movies, have hand-drawn aspects to them.
Yeah.
Just because it makes it feel more alive. Makes it feel more... Not, it doesn't have to be realism. Realistic animated movies are great, like How to Train Your Dragon. Realistic in appearance, not substance. Because, you know, dragons are not realistic. As much as I would like them to be. I would love to ride to school on a dragon rather than my car. It would be hype. However, I do not have that opportunity. Maybe someday. We're bringing back woolly mammoths. Maybe we can genetically engineer dragons or something. Give me a tiny dragon. We have mice with woolly mammoth genes. Can
Let's
we make dragons?
Yeah.
Can we give a lizard wings?
Of course.
Of course we can. Just give them bat wings. That'll do it. That'll do it. They can glide
bat
at least.
Dragon. You know what I mean?
Close.
Not even close?
No.
Oh, okay. Did I pull a Northwestern Wildcats men's basketball team last night? An airball?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Because I don't think they actually...
It's a... I think that... 3D movies are great with realistic stuff. But I just think it struggles with stylistic choices. Unless it has hand-drawn aspects to it.
Yeah, and I... Yeah, like, I can get that. Because on one hand, like... It, yeah, it, like, you can add so much emotion through hand-drawn, like... Just, you know, lines and everything. Like, a lines in a person's face can make all the difference in an animation. And you can't really get a ton of that with 3D.
No.
But...
Unless it's the Disney movie Coco. Because they made that old woman look decrepit and believable.
Exactly. It's not impossible. It's just difficult. You know what I mean? Like, hand-drawn, you can just...
Yeah. It's a whole thing where, again, 2D animation has its struggles too, obviously. But 2D animation also does make use of 3D objects and environments to ease the process. So they'll use like CGI backgrounds or like moving parts, like cars are going to be CGI. They do that in like the Avatar series and Legend of Korra. Even in a hit Amazon TV show, which just recently aired its season 3 finale, Invincible. And Invincible is peak. That is the peak of, like, American 2D animation, I would argue. Because if you've seen the season 3 finale, if you haven't, I won't spoil anything. The season 3 finale is definitely where all of the animation budget went. They always seem to, like, consistently save their budget for the last episodes.
Yeah.
Because the last episode is always the most important episode of the series.
And it's the one where they go all out, too.
And it was the 30-minute-long fight scene.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that probably would cost a lot of money.
Oh, it did. And it looked good. So there's always memes of Invincible having bad animation, which aren't inaccurate. Because it's always the, like, two PNGs dragging across the background.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that's what it looks like sometimes. But you know why it looks like that?
Because comic books look like that.
Well, sometimes. Not even that. It's so that they can save it.
That too.
Because when you get, like, those scenes of them just, like, being dragged across the screen, it's like, yeah, okay, man. Yeah, that's the whole thing. But then you get to, like, that last episode, and they had frame by frame 24 FPS of Mark Grayson, Invincible's hair blowing in the wind from falling. Not even from flying. They've never done that before. They have never animated his hair while flying. They gave it depth. It was like frame by frame, they animated every single like movement on him. It was like, this is where the budget went.
Yeah.
They got, and I kid you not, they got a Dragon Ball artist to animate some of that fight scene.
Yeah. Dragon Ball, cool.
Yeah, it has some of the greatest like fight scenes in history, in animation. In anime, it's just like 2D animation is so good for stylistic choices because it lets you, drawing out those effects allows for exaggerated poses, dynamic action shots where you aren't limited by like what the model is able to do. Because again, it's 2D, you're only limited by what the artist does.
Yeah.
So it opens up more rooms for effects, for like demonstrating power, impact frames, stuff like that. That's what 2D excels at.
Yeah, and yeah, because emotion is such a huge part of animation too. Mm-hmm. That is definitely an advantage. But if we're talking on whether or on what looks better and not so much like the storytelling per se, I feel like just 3D animation adds so much, like, I mean, because adding a whole model and adding a whole like rendered body even and not just the front side can add so much. Like you can see what they have on them. You can see different marks and features that you wouldn't be able to see from the front. And it just, I don't know, it feels like you can tell storytelling through not just emotion, but features as well. And with 3D animation, you can definitely add a lot more features. Because like I've got a scar from my, or not really a scar, a mark from my central line from my appendicitis in third grade that you wouldn't be able to see if it was in 2D animation.
Yeah. But
if it's 3D animation, you'd be able to see that. You'd be like, oh, something happened there. You know, and you could, you know, speculate. And that could be a further storytelling object. Like, what's that tattoo on the back of your neck that you wouldn't be able to see?
Okay. I have.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I have an example of the Invincible thing that I was talking about.
Okie dokie.
That I'm going to show you real quick. I'm going to turn the audio off because, for our listeners, Invincible is rated M. There is a lot of swearing, language, and violence in this show.
And we do not an FCC fine.
But yeah, we do not want a fine while we are currently trying to fund the WBDG 59 marathon. You can donate to that if you want to. We need money. Woo! We're trying to reach 2,500 by the marathon day, which is May 2nd to May 3rd. So before then, if we can reach our goal of 2,500, then we have more prizes to give out to everybody. We're about 1,500 away right now. So,
and your boy is going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to be there.
Because I'm
going to be there. Cool. We're going to be sick. You know who else is going to be there? Sam Pearman. We got a Sam Pearman appearance in the big 2025. Yeah, man.
No one has told me this.
Yeah, I've got Sam Pearman to come back May 2nd and May 3rd. To participate in the WBDG 59
That's
marathon.
That's actually awesome.
Yeah. Anyways, here's my example for you. This is a shot from Invincible Season 2. Arguably the worst in terms of animation. Watch.
I do be
watching. Now,
I haven't watched Invincible. Now, that is hysterical.
Now, if nobody could see that, who's listening right now? What just happened was a character was flying back down to Earth, but it was upright. And all that they did was move him to the right of the screen and make him smaller.
Yeah, they just
did not animate at all. They dragged a PNG across the screen.
It's that was actually really funny. I wasn't expecting that.
It is. Now, you ready?
I'm always ready for everything.
This is
Shout out to all my enemies out there. I'm ready for anything.
The last episode. Let me.
Yeah, WBDG Marathon. We're only a couple weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're only like a month and change away.
We are about, after spring break, we're going to be about a month away, just over.
And in case you don't know how it works, we are here from the beginning of May 2nd to the end of May 3rd, pretty much, with, you know, breaks for sleeping and all that. But it's, mm-hmm. well, it's 50 hours.
All right, here you go. I have it. It's 50 hours. 40 hours. Because we're not going to be here the whole time.
Yeah. So 40 hours of live broadcasting.
Yes.
Here. So.
Yeah.
Promotion. Yeah.
There you go. You ready? Look at the difference.
I'm currently looking. Oh, that was cool.
They animated his hair.
Yeah, it's definitely a difference.
It's such a drastic change.
Between dragging his PNG across the screen.
Between dragging a PNG across the screen and animating every strand of hair individually.
No, because that was like every single follicle had a different movement to it.
So for our listeners, again, Invincible Season 3 is not immune to poor animation. There are definitely some parts of the show that have struggled a lot this season. But... it's hype. Writing is always a big part of these kind of shows. Animated series, animated movies, writing the story is always a huge part. But animation is, you know, why people are there. So even if the story is really good, if the writing is really good, if the animation struggles a bit, you're in for a tough ride.
Yeah.
There are some 3D movies, I believe, that fall into this category as well. For example, the 2022 Disney movie, Wish.
You know what's crazy?
Hmm.
I literally had that exact movie on my mind, and I was going to say it 3 seconds before you said that. I'm not even kidding. Like, when you said there are some 3D movies, I was like, he's going to say Wish.
Yep, I was, in fact, going to say Wish. Because, you know, it's bad. It's not good.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
You know what else is bad? Megamind 2.
Chris Pine. Oh, yeah, Megamind 2.
We do not talk about Megamind 2. In fact, Megamind 2 does not exist.
That I did watch, and I refuse to believe that it happened.
It is not a real movie.
It's not Will Ferrell voicing him either.
And it's a terrible voice. Doesn't even sound the same.
Yeah, no.
They scrapped the cast, slashed the animation and the writing budget, made a terrible movie.
The animation looked
bad.
Atrocious.
Yes.
Comparatively to a movie the first one, which came out in 2009.
Somehow this movie looks like it came from 2001.
Yeah.
Because it's a tragedy.
Wow.
You.
All right.
You went so quiet.
Yes. A Space Odyssey. That was a tragedy.
Yeah, man.
But no. So I don't know what they, like, how. You go from that level of great, like...
animation, storytelling, all of the voice acting, to Wii U video game animation quality.
Yeah, because one of my favorite anime movies is Megamind, mostly because of how cool it looks. Like, everything just looks so cool. Like when he's coming out like on the drones and whatever... And when you know their whole fight scene, like everything is just, there's so much attention to detail that it's insanely good looking. Even if you know it, you look past the blue guy with a giant head, but there's just so much detail to everything. But the new one just looks like something that I could make it an afternoon on Blender if I learned how to use Blender for like a week.
Mm.
It just looks terrible.
So are you ready to see the greatest example of this of all time? There is a game for the Wii called Wreck-It Ralph. The Wreck-It Ralph Wii game.
Oh, I'm not even kidding. I used to have that game.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
One of the greatest Wii games of all time.
Are you ready to see a transition between cutscene and gameplay?
I think I know the one you're talking about.
Okay. You ready?
Fix it. I'm gonna wreck it.
Now watch. Completely unedited footage, by the way.
Yeah, it's... I recommend you look it up. It's pretty great.
Everybody who's listening, look up Wreck-It Ralph video game cutscene to gameplay.
It's phenomenal.
It is the funniest thing I have ever seen relating to a Disney movie. It is vile, and I love it. There are so many problems with this game, and there are so many problems with the animation.
Have you played the game?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I have.
Well, it's great. Okay. I remember, shout out to the Oplingers. They lived across the street. They live in Maine now, but they lived across the street from me. And they were babysitting me and my brother because my parents were doing something. I played that game for hours, and then they let me borrow it, and I just never gave it back, I don't think. And I might have, like, lost it or something. I'm not sure.
Animation holds things back, but it also can make things that are really bad look really good.
Yeah.
There are a few movies, I think, that fall into that category that I have seen that I'm struggling to think of. For example, I just thought of one.
I forgot that I'm watching gameplay of the Wreck-It Ralph game. I forgot that it was a side-scroller.
Yeah. It's a side-scroller.
This might be a different game, though I don't think it is.
Mm-mm, it's not.
Huh.
You ready?
Yeah.
Movie. Good animation. Bad writing. You ready?
Ooh.
Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda 4. Astronomical budget. Looks amazing.
However, the writing is awful.
The writing is bad. The villain, kind of cool. The side character, not so much. You know why? Because they got rid of the Furious Five. They got rid of Tigress. They got rid of Mantis. They got rid of Monkey. They got rid of Viper. And they got rid of Crane.
They probably just didn't want to pay the voice actors.
Correct. They got Angelina Jolie to show up for one scene and paid her 20% of the movie's budget.
And this just goes back to the celebrity voice acting last week.
Yep. There you go. And we're back. Because Invincible has celebrity voice acting too. But they do it good. Because it's all Walking Dead alumni. And they're really good actors. Oh yeah, by the way, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Negan from The Walking Dead, is the main villain in Season 3 of Invincible.
Yes, I believe we talked about this yesterday.
Last week.
I wasn't here yesterday.
It's been a week, buddy. And now that episode is actually out, so I was able to talk about it more. And he delivered. People were skeptical of it when they first revealed him in episode 7. Then they actually heard him in action in episode 8, and they were like, "Oh, well, never mind. My apologies, G. You truly are the GOAT." I love Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I love that guy. I'm gonna kiss him. What? Who said that?
I mean, me. I said it. You know what?
Yeah.
It was me.
We're kissing Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He's not safe.
No.
Anyways.
He is not.
Back to our topic, of course. I think voice acting works better in 2D animation than it does for 3D. Because for voice actors in 2D animation, it is easier to go kind of, you know, a little cartoonish with it.
Yeah.
You can be a little bit more dramatic with it because that opens up so much more room to illustrate that emotion behind it, right? Makes it so much easier to, like, for the artist to capture that emotion from the voice when they're animating a thing than it is for, like, you know, for 3D animations. Again, they're stuck on model. They have a rig to follow. It's a whole thing, right? But there is a couple exceptions to this. Arcane.
Haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Arcane?
Nope.
Arcane is 3D animated, but all of the effects, all of the shading and the coloring is hand-drawn, 2D. And the voice acting is on point. Because Hayley Steinfeld is
phenomenal.
Yeah. And Ella Purnell, who some people might know as Lucy from the Amazon Fallout TV show.
Also phenomenal.
Is also in that show.
They're both just great.
They are. They're good. They perform phenomenally in the show.
Oh, did you see this in December at the Game Awards? They did like that Arcane.
Yeah, it was 21 Pilots.
It was 21 Pilots, not Fall Out Boy. Yikes.
Yeah, Fall Out Boy has not done anything for Arcane.
And
the last thing they did for any project ever that wasn't their own was Immortals from Big Hero 6 in 2016.
We could be immortals.
I am the sand in the bottom half of the hourglass.
But that performance just, okay, that 21 Pilots performance just,
oh yeah.
It's good. I'm not a big 21 Pilots guy.
Me neither.
But oh my goodness.
Cannot be denied. Like, I don't like 21 Pilots, but even I can acknowledge that it's like good music. Objectively good music.
I don't like it, but I understand why other people do.
Yeah. It's just not my thing. But then I hear them play it live and I'm like, okay.
Maybe I should start listening to 21 Pilots.
Maybe I should start listening to 21 Pilots, but specifically live 21 Pilots. Because apparently live 21 Pilots is an entirely different vibe than studio 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
You remember the scream?
Yes.
He doesn't do that in the studio recording.
I bet he does not.
He only does it live. And it's good.
Oh my goodness. Stitch and Lilo and Stitch look so good.
Oh yeah, that could kind of fit onto the topic.
And
the original Lilo and Stitch was 2D animated. And now we have live-action CGI Lilo and Stitch.
Does that mean the Lion King counts? Because you could tell emotion, the Lion King.
Yeah, the Lion King remake, I think, counts as 3D animation. It just looks really realistic.
Yeah, and it's so good looking. Like, it's crazy.
But live-action Lilo and Stitch does not look horrible.
No, Stitch actually looks really good.
It looks pretty much like, I think the best thing is they didn't just, like, cast a celebrity in the role. They cast relatively unknown actors to play all of the important parts, and they kept the original voice actor for Stitch instead of making it like Chris Pratt or something. Because God knows they wanted to.
It's a me, Stitch.
Oh, Hannah means family or something. Do you imagine Christopher Walken as Stitch?
Hannah means what? Family? Family?
John Malkovich is Stitch. Ohana means a family.
Indeed. I love that Christopher Walken, you know, his voice just can't be replicated.
Mm.
You can try, and I think I do okay.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that it's good.
He's kind of hard to do.
He's just a beast. He's a legend. Man.
But.
All right. Well, I was about to say RIP. He's not dead.
He's not dead. Lilo and Stitch, live action, I think does count as somewhat 3D animation.
Lilo, voiced by Chris Pratt.
Stitch actually looks like, you know, a guy, a little guy. He looks like a little goober. And it looked entertaining. I think this may actually end up being the only live action Disney remake of anything that I ever watch willingly.
No.
Do you know why? Number one,
most of them are unnecessary.
Well, not even that. Number one, it's not a musical.
That's true.
Number two,
Lion King was.
Yeah. Well, number two,
though they cut Scar's song.
It looks kind of silly, and I like it because it looks cartoonish. And I'm like, hey, look at that.
Speaking of Lion King, this is a really funny thing that I put. It's a really funny thing I posted on my story.
Dad, what's sleep? I don't know, son. We hustlers.
It's funny.
Is it?
Yeah. I posted that this morning because I didn't get enough sleep last night because, you know, sick. So that was great. But yeah, I posted that. I thought it was funny. Someone agreed with me. But, you know, it's whatever.
I think that there are so many examples of remakes done poorly that just, like, tarnish the entirety.
Yeah.
The entire name of, like, a live-action remake.
Prediction? That's going to be the same with Moana.
Oh, yeah. Moana's not going to be good.
Because, first of all, it's unnecessary. Yeah, like, Moana came out 8 years ago.
8 years ago.
We don't need a remake of it already, but, you know.
Lilo and Stitch has reason. It came out in 2002.
I guess I'll smell what the rock is cooking. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about him playing him in live action as well.
I mean,
he literally put on fake muscles. The Rock?
What?
Put on a bodysuit to play live action Maui.
That's dumb.
Do you want to see?
Come on, Dwayne. What are you doing?
I'm showing you. You ready? I have to type minus AI in my Google search now because it's going to happen. Unless I put minus AI in there, it'll show AI-generated stuff as well. Remember that, everybody. If you need to search something on Google and you need images for it, type minus AI, and then it will remove all results that have AI in them. Anyways, here he is.
Yeah.
That's not him.
Yeah, I've seen that picture.
Yeah, that's not his actual body. You see how inflated he looks? Take a hold of that. It is, in fact.
I don't.
I don't know, because you see him on press tours while filming this movie, and he looks smaller. He's smaller.
I don't think he looks smaller. I think they just needed to put more tattoos on him.
No, they padded him up.
I don't think they padded it.
They did.
Hold on. If they did pad him up, it's not insane.
No, but they did.
Yeah, I think
his forearms are not that big in real life. Yeah.
I don't know. There's a side-by-side right here. It looks...
Give.
I mean, they definitely put something on him, but I don't think
they very much did.
I don't think it's anything noticeable. I don't think it's anything crazy.
For me, it's the forearms. And, obviously, like, the sternum. Like, the lower half of his torso is so obviously, like, bulked up compared to, like, that photo on the left, is just, like, kind of funny.
I don't think it's
his arms,
super obvious.
His arms he can get away with, except for the forearms. His forearms are so much bigger in the Maui costume than they are in real life. Look, Dwayne Johnson has admitted to using a bodysuit for the live-action Maui.
Yeah, and I'm not saying he didn't. I just don't think it's super egregious or noticeable.
But it's also kind of funny because he has hair.
Yeah, that I do think is funny. Which, I mean, he did used to have hair, such as in the classic movie The Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, we love The Tooth Fairy. The Tooth Fairy is my favorite Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie.
That's a little crazy.
Second only, of course, to the remake of Jumanji. The Jumanji reboot.
No, the Jumanji reboot's actually really
good. The first one. The second one was actually really good. I did love that one.
I agree.
But that's not what we're talking about. We need to get back on topic. We've only got 5 minutes left.
Ah.
We don't have a lot of time for arguing our case. I'll tell you one thing, though. 2D animation seems to be, like, the go-to thing now for shows.
Yeah.
Because it is just better for TV. People have kind of abandoned it for like cinema, which sucks. Because I would love to see full 2D feature length films again.
Yeah, me too. Because they are good looking.
But there is the case to be made for there should be more 3D animated TV shows as well, and more 2D animated movies alongside that. Right now, we have mostly 3D animated movies. I want 2D animated movies as well to come back. And not just anime, not just like Ghibli stuff either.
Yeah.
I want an American 2D movie because it's funny. Also, Here's a personal thing for me.
We can't just do everything because it's funny.
Yeah, I know. Personal thing for me. I write books. I write a comic, right? And I know that there are two different mediums that I would want. One of them, I think, would look better as a 3D animation. But the other one, the main one, I think would look better as 2D. Because of stylistic choices. I think that the main problem that we have with, like, cinema animation today is picking the wrong medium for the style, for the story you're trying to tell.
Yeah.
If you're telling an action-packed story, go 2D. You get more fluidity. Or, if you're not going 2D and you're going 3D, don't do computer animation, do stop motion. Kubo and the Two Strings. Peak movie. 3D. Clay. Why is that man wearing a Miles Morales mask?
Because he feels like it.
He's white. Miles Morales.
Indeed he is.
But, again, like, 2D, best for stylistic, for that action-packed thing. 3D, realism. But you don't need realism all the time. You need to be a little fancy. And the best way to be fancy? Be unique. Be creative with it. The best way to be creative with it is 2D, or the only limit is whoever is holding the pen.
Yeah.
Closing arguments?
Yeah. My closing argument is that it looks cool. There we go. There it is.
That's it, man.
That's it.
You gotta go longer than that.
It looks cool, man. It just looks realistic. It adds a lot of style and sleekness. And, you know, you can add details, not just through emotion, but through other stuff as well. And I think it adds a lot to a movie.
2D animation is good. 2D animation
is good.
2D animation has been around for a literal century. And for good reason. It's because it lasts. It's because it was good. It was the thing that people did. I say make room, obviously, for 3D animation. Because 3D animation is good. It's quicker. Sometimes. It's good for certain styles. But 2D animation is the original. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Don't try to reinvent the wheel every time. Take it back to the basics and innovate. But don't try to make something completely just like... Don't follow a formula. When every other movie and their mother is being 3D with that same Disney-style Grubhub commercial-like modeling type, right? Be different. Do flow. If you're going to do 3D, do flow. Be unique. Be stylistic. Don't fall into the same vein that every other movie falls into. If you're going to be 2D, congratulations. You're already out of the original mold. 2D animation is better for styles. It's better for emotion. It's better for action. Better for effect. Better for impact. And that is my closing argument.
Booyaka, booyaka.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this episode of Versus. I have been Kieran Sandulo. He has been Miles Sprong. We have had a very fruitful conversation today. We've learned a lot about how we feel about movies. And it's a whole deal now where we don't really know. I don't know what I'm going to do next. All I know is I'm going to have a great time at Comic-Con doing absolutely nothing of substance. Miles, anything to say in the next 6 seconds?
Go kaboom.
Bye.